Zephyr Cincerni grew up in southern Oregon. He heard about Haines from a high school friend who told him stories of commercial fishing and the wildlife he saw in the region.
And I remember sitting at the dinner table and listening to his stories about pulling up lines, halibut on them, orcas in the water. And I was like, I'm moving to Alaska. That's it. I gotta go. It took me a little while to get to that.
He started visiting Alaska in college and did some commercial fishing. When he finally got to Haines about 4 years ago, he decided to stay. He lives with his partner and their eight-week-old daughter at 7.5 Mile.
I am a stay-at-home father. I spend a lot of my time in the garden grilling our food and fishing and hunting for our food as well. And that's my big focus right now.
Cincerni's worked for the borough as the library's cultural and education coordinator. He serves on the Haines Avalanche Center board and works with the Chilkoot Indian Association's culture camp. Before that, he devoted his time to outdoor guiding and instruction. He spent a decade in Yosemite Valley as an outdoor educator. He says he's running for the assembly to represent people who depend on the Chilkat River. He's opposed to a hard rock mine at the Palmer Project.
I think that there could be times and facilities where mining is appropriate and allowable. The headwaters of a productive salmon river is not an appropriate site for an industrial scale mine.
He says Haines should focus on the resources it already has, pristine environment, clean rivers, and Bald Eagle Preserve. But there are many issues on his radar. He says Lutac Dock is a lifeline that needs repair and says he'd like to see cruise ships help bolster local communication while in port.
And potentially having them chip in or find ways to offer cheaper Wi-Fi to their guests on board so that our town is not overrun. We need to be able to have store owners make sales with credit cards and not have their computer overwhelmed by that so that we can take advantage of that economy.
He says he wants to help create an environment of civility and respect in the assembly, protect resources, and promote tourism. He's an advocate of services like schools, the pool, and the library. When it comes to policing outside the town site, he wants to respect the previous vote. He thinks emergency services should be maintained. But most of all, he'd like to preserve the Chilkat River for generations to come. He says he's concerned that state officials and regulators chose to visit the Constantine camp rather than speak with constituents.
The rivers are lifeblood and has been for thousands of years. We need to protect this resource and our future because state regulators will not.
He says he will speak up for a sustainable future while remaining open to dialogue with opposing viewpoints. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.